you reached the right place. A destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And on a bowl of soul, we're doing a tribute show to the songwriters and producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who just won the 2019 Soul Train Legend Award here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Can I get some nasty bass?
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Alexander O'Neill, who sang this song Fake off of his 1987 album called Hearsay. The song was written by the legendary Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And you know, this song was a hit. It was on the Taboo record label. And you know, this boy was on fire. You know what I'm saying? This was really on fire. Fake was, you know, I loved it, you know, back in the days. And this song, it charted at, it was number one on the hot R&B hip-hop songs chart. And it was number 25 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And it was number 7 on the Hot Dance Club Songs. And number 29 on the Cash Box Top 100. And we're celebrating the legendary songwriting and production team of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And coming at you here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Coming up next, got something hot. This song definitely had me on the dance floor in 1984. From the legendary Miss Cheryl Lynn, talking about Your Love Deserves an Encore. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
The legendary Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And you know what? This song came out in 1983, and it was a Cheryl Lynn's second number one R&B hit. And you know, this song again was produced by the highly successful Minneapolis funk duo Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And although the single peaked at number 69 on the Hot 100, it was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis' first number one R&B hit as producers and writers, and Lynn's, like I said, second number one charting R&B single, and it was the opening track to her album Preppy. And this song was also a popular dance track, like I said, number 6 on the U.S. dance chart. And we celebrate Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis for putting their beautiful touches on Cheryl Lynn's song Encore, which was, I'm going to tell you, it was on fire. But let me give you a little background on Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis as a songwriting duo. And, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know, giving you some background to them. Born James Samuel Jimmy Jam Harris III, was born June 6, 1959. And Terry Stephen Lewis was born November 24th, 1956, and he just celebrated his 63rd birthday. They are an American R&B pop songwriting team and record production team, and they have enjoyed great success since the 1980s with various artists, most notably Miss Janet Jackson. You know, the instruments they play is keyboards, piano, synth. I love them. Let me tell you, these guys are the kings of synthesizer funk. Keyboard, piano, synthesizer, drum machine, funk. And they've written so many and produced so many people. And we celebrate them. And they were honored. They were honored recently. Actually, I said Soul Train Music Awards, but my apologies to, well, no, they did get a Soul Train Music Award, but they, from what I understand, they are going to collaborate with Babyface in 2020. And I'm going to tell you, people are losing their mind. I can imagine what that's going to be like. But we celebrate Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, which I didn't know. And let me tell you, I used to party back in the days. We used to party at Bentley's. We partied at Bentley's, Silver Shadow. And one of these songs that was played heavily in the clubs was this song by Miss Thelma Houston talking about "You Used to Hold Me So Tight." And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
my God, that song still sounds like it just came out yesterday. Literally, it did. I remember hearing this song. I was getting ready to go to college. You know, I was about 18 years old, and we was partying, you know, in the house music clubs, garage music. This is considered post-disco garage house. Whoo, and it definitely had that feel. And to this day, you play this song, you're going to see many people get up on the floor. We celebrate Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Miss Thelma Houston singing a song that was written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And it was off of Miss Thelma Houston's 1984 album called Qualifying Heat. This song became a success on the U.S. chart, peaking at number 7. This is how hot this song was back in 1984 on the Hot Dance chart. Now, even although it missed the Billboard Hot 100, the song peaked at number 13 on the Hot Black Singles chart. Let me tell you, anybody can tell you, from back in the days when we used to party, this was the song here. You Used to Hold Me So Tight, which I did not know was written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Coming up next, going to play a song from Morris Day, who was part of The Time with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Jerome Benton and the crew. Got to give it up to them because, I mean, they put on a stellar performance at the Soul Train Music Awards. But coming up right here on A Bowl of Soul, Fishnets, Black Pantyhose from Morris Day. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
I must remember my own famous one.
second album, Daydreaming, which you got this hit, number one hit on the R&B charts, Fishnet, which was produced with his fellow Time members, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. This came out in 1987, and this definitely, this song was a smoker. This song was number 41 on the U.S. Billboard 200 in 1988, and it was number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot Black Albums chart, the Daydreaming album. But Fishnet was number 3 on the U.S. charts. U.S. R&B was number 1, and it was number 12 on the U.S. dance chart. And we celebrate Morris Day and the Time, and of course, celebrating Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can catch up with me right here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can also catch up with me on live365.com. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music, giving you 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, 365 days of soul, baby. And you can also catch A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio. Thank you, iHeartRadio. I love you all. And definitely you can catch A Bowl of Soul on radiopublic.com. I am also on Stitcher Radio as well. I am also on radio.com as well. You can definitely hit me up at A Bowl of Soul. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you like my Facebook page. And a lot of people have been tuning into A Bowl of Soul. They've been liking my Facebook page, and definitely want to give a shout out to Mr. Tom Nosal, who recently became a fan of A Bowl of Soul, and you know, he's digging the music. And definitely, you know, a lot of other people have liked the Facebook page. Make sure you stay tuned to A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis put their finesse and touch on this group, which was a new wave group from England, The Human League, talking about, don't, you know, they had that song, "Don't You Want Me, Baby, Don't You Want Me, Oh." Well, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis put they funk and R&B feel on them, and look what came out, "I'm Only Human," and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
The Human League, and you know, this song was released as the first single from their 1986 album called Crash. And the single Human deals with the subject of infidelity, and it was written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and the song topped the charts of the United States, becoming the second single by the band to top by Human League to top the Billboard Hot 100 after their 1981 single, Don't You Want Me. It went to number one in Canada while also reaching number five in Germany and number eight in the band's native United Kingdom. This song was recorded at Flight Time Studios in Minneapolis. And like I said, this song became number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. It was number three on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs, number one on the Hot Dance Club Play Chart for Billboard, and number three for Adult Contemporary. Until this day, that song is always, I feel sometimes that song is played more than Don't You Want Me, but I think they're kind of running neck and neck, and I hope that the band is collecting royalties off of that. Anyway, this song was hot, and I bought the 12-inch single play for this because, you know, of course, you know, Jimmy Jam, everything they touch, it does turn to gold. You know what I'm saying? And this is A Bowl of Soul, and you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
I know what you were on.
still fire. It's still funky, got that Minneapolis fresh feel on it. And you know what? Robert Palmer scored a hit on the pop charts with this song. Also, his version is hot too. But you know, Sherelle, her version was a hit on the R&B charts, and this was performed by her in 1984. Again, this was another hot joint on Taboo Records, and I'm gonna tell you, man, this song was a smoker. This song peaked at number 8 on the Soul chart and number 79 on the Hot 100. On the U.S. Dance chart, it went to number 6. Woo! I didn't mean to turn you on. And Robert Palmer's version was smoking also. You know what I'm saying? His version. This single hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1986. And it was his 5th single from his 1985 album, Riptide. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know, this is still smoking stuff here. This is from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, another hot production. I remember this song because they played this infinitum in the clubs, man. You got You Used to Hold Me So Tight, and then they played I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. Coming up next, they totally flipped this girl's career, stomped it, reformed it, reshaped it into what she is today, the legendary Miss Janet Jackson. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis put their touch on her album, Control, baby. And we knew that Janet was in control, baby. But definitely you feel some of the Minneapolis soul on this single, The Pleasure Principle, which I feel was one of my favorite songs on the Control album, because you saw Janet's funk edge on this one. Here on A Bowl of Soul, The Pleasure Principle, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Karen Bernard. Come listen to the Soul Pioneers on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
Now, although this album was produced by Jimmy Jam and Chuck Terry Lewis, one of their cohorts from the time, Monty Moir, basically wrote and produced this single, which was the sixth single from the album Control, released as the sixth single from the album on May 12th, 1987 on A&M Records. And The Pleasure Principle speaks about an independent woman. It's an independent woman anthem and about love gone wrong, built around a dance beat. But this song was written and produced by one of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis's partners from the time at Flight Time Studios. It was recorded in October of 1985, and this song was on fire. You know, Pleasure Principle, I thought to me was one of her hottest records on that album. And you know, The Pleasure Principle debuted at number 78 on the Billboard Hot 100 on the week dated May 23rd, 1987. It later reached its peak at number 14 on August 1st, 1987, and it became the only song released by Jackson to miss the top 10 of the chart. And it missed the top 10. But nevertheless, this became her fifth chart topper on the Hot R&B hip-hop songs and her third on the Hot Dance Club Play. It was ranked number 34 on the Hot R&B hip-hop songs year-end chart of 1987. And to me, I thought it was one of her hot songs. And it became number one on the U.S. Dance Club Songs chart and number one on the U.S. Hot R&B chart. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Now, you know I got to come at you with some soul from one of the New Edition, because you know Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis also produced New Edition as well. But they definitely put this man right on the top of the charts with this song, and I thought it was sweet. Sensitivity by Mr. Ralph Tresvant from New Edition. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Listen, baby, don't even waste your tears on that insensitive. Thank you.
one who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man.
About sensitivity, baby. Woo! From 1991. That song was hot. I had to buy that. That was a hot single for Ralph Tresvant, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And, you know, what I didn't know was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis also produced this single by this man. This is my man right here. Usher, talking about You Remind Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yo, let me see you in a minute.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard to explain, but girl, I'll try. You need to sit down, this may take a while. See this girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was fooled. I'm reminded when I look at you,
but you remind me of a girl that I once knew. See, I'm fixed whenever I look at you.
Won't believe it, baby.
She put me through.
This is why I just can't get it with you.
Thought that she was the one for me. I found out she was on her creep. Ooh, she was sexing everyone but me. This is why we could never be.
You and I need a girl that I once knew. See her face whenever I look at you. Won't believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get it.
I know.
she could be me good.
This is why I just can't get it with you.
You remind me of a girl that I once knew. See her face whenever I look at you. Wouldn't believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get with you.
All right. Giving you some hot music from my man Usher. And that was produced, was written by Anita McLeod and Edmund Clement. But it was produced by Edmund Clement, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis. And this song, You Remind Me, helped to earn Usher a Grammy Award for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance in 2002. This was Usher's first Grammy, and it had Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis's footprints all over this composition. Definitely. You know, this song was very popular in 2001, and it would hit number one, another number one, U.S. Billboard Hot 100, and it hit number one on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs, number six on Mainstream Top 40, and number two on the U.S. Rhythmic Charts. I'm going to leave you with a newer song that was done sometime last year, and it became a hit this year for the legendary Mr. Peabo Bryson, who he himself is an accomplished singer and songwriter. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis put their fingerprints on this song called A Love Like Yours and Mine's. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
When I think about love, girl, your face is all I see. Girl, when I think about your touch, you know I hunger constantly. Cause baby, you are my boss.
Mystery.
baby. Ooh, giving you some of that hot buttered soul from Mr. Peabo Bryson, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis from 2018. That song definitely was very hot. It's played a lot on the R&B and the urban contemporary charts. And we're coming so close to A Bowl of Soul because, I need to do a part two, because there are so many artists that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have produced, wrote songs for. I mean, we're still not done. I played you a sampling. There's many. They did a song, Making Love in the Rain, with Herb Alpert. And The Heat is So Hot for Patty Austin. There's so much, and I think I need to do a part two on Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Barry Hunter and his barber, Derek Williams, once again, who continue to listen to A Bowl of Soul, a mix through soul music. I want to give a shout out to them. They are from Dallas, Texas. They're from that big state of Texas, baby. And I want to give a shout out to them, and I'm loving on them because they're loving on A Bowl of Soul, a mix through soul music. And we both, I was talking with Barry. And Barry was saying, since they did a tribute to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis on Soul Train, let's do a tribute, I should do a tribute. And I was thinking on the same line. So I thought it was a good suggestion. A shout out to Barry for the suggestion and definitely for tuning into A Bowl of Soul. And we've gotten some new people tuning into A Bowl of Soul. In fact, there's another gentleman, Bruce Grief. I'm going to give a shout out to him, who was tuning into A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network. And, another shout out to Mr. Tom Nosal, who is also another new listener to A Bowl of Soul. I want to say thank you so much for listening to A Bowl of Soul. We love you out there. Definitely want to give you some classic R&B and new independent R&B. I like to do tribute shows. Make sure you go into the archives. You go to www.abowlofsoul.com. You can go into my archives and you can download some back podcasts. I have been celebrating, and I don't want to forget to mention it. I'm celebrating 8 years on the Progressive Radio Network. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Gary Noel, because Mr. Gary Noel was the one that gave me my start. And he likes soul music, so I basically pitched an idea to him, to his team, and he was like, come on board. And I thank him for that. Thank him so much for giving me the opportunity to get my feet in the water doing some broadcasting. And look where we are now. A Bowl of Soul is syndicated all over the world, and I just want to thank my listeners from all over the world, even getting some listeners from Australia. Definitely from Sweden and, from France. Got a big contingent. So I'm going to shout out Germany, because Germany has been listening to A Bowl of Soul, especially on live365.com. And make sure you follow me on Facebook, and make sure you tune into A Bowl of Soul on radiopublic.com. And if you have that, you can tune in on iHeartRadio. You can tune in on radio.com. You can also tune in in Stitcher Radio, TuneIn. Anywhere you go, you can carry A Bowl of Soul with you, because our phones now are turning into the transistor radios that we used to have as children. Like I said, love with all your heart. Be kind to people. Be nice, because it doesn't cost anything to be nice. Make sure you have a very beautiful Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself, be surrounded by friends and family, people that love you, you love them. Enjoy good food with good company. I am going to be spending Thanksgiving with my family, and then we're going to take a nice little cruise and go to a few Caribbean islands and get some sunshine. I know why people go south for the winter, because there's some heat. But anyway, I love New York. I am from the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I am so proud to come from the Bronx, New York. Bronx is the home
and the birthplace of hip-hop, and it is also the home and the birthplace of salsa. Check that out, because you know on the Bowl of Soul, I will play you some salsa music. I will play some Latin boogaloo, because that's what I grew up with. And, you know, being a kid of the city, you know, I grew up with a lot of Spanish people, and, you know, that's what we heard. We listened to hip-hop, salsa, even learned how to sing Guantanamera, baby. But this is a Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music. I will be back to give you some more soul music and put it in your skin. You understand? Because it's a Bowl of Soul. I want you to have a blessed Thanksgiving. I love y'all. And you're listening to a Bowl of Soul. And you're listening to a Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a Bowl of Soul.